prior to making my remarks, I would like to acknowledge one member of our audience who's been incredibly instrumental in this effort. That is our Health and Safety Chief, Matthew Alba. We all entered this profession fully aware that it was dangerous work. We accepted the risks because we believed that with rigorous training, modern tools, and top-of-the-line equipment, we could have long, healthy careers protecting this city that we love. We were wrong. What we did not know at the time, what none of us could have known, is that some of the very gear designed to protect us was quietly harming us. We did not know that exposures we face routinely, exposures we were told were safe, would follow us home, into our families, and into our futures. We did not know that cancer would become the leading cause of death for firefighters, or that too many of our colleagues would face diagnoses that can be traced back to the job they loved. Turnout gear has evolved greatly in my 35 years in the fire service, but today's milestone, the introduction of PFAS-free turnouts, is something truly worth celebrating. As I look at this new class preparing to graduate, I cannot help but think about the leaders whose persistence and vision made this moment possible. It was the leadership of Local 798's former presidents, Thomas O'Connor and Floyd Rollins, who recognized early that our members deserve better. They pushed, they questioned, and they insisted that firefighter health must always be at the center of our decisions. It was the intuitive vision of Tony Stefani, who founded the San Francisco Firefighters Cancer Prevention Foundation and who has spent decades sounding the alarm about the hidden risks firefighters face. His advocacy has saved lives, and his determination is woven into every advance we make. It was our city leaders, former Supervisor Asha Safai and Supervisor Aaron Peskin, who introduced the original legislation that set this movement in action. They understood that policy could be a powerful tool for protecting the people who protect our city. And it is Assemblymember Matt Haney who is now carrying the torch to the finish line, bringing this effort to the state level so that every firefighter in California, not just those in San Francisco, can benefit from safer gear and stronger protections. And we cannot speak about leadership without recognizing our own mayor, Daniel Lurie. He has made it clear that protecting those who protect this city is a priority, not in words, but in action. He committed resources to ensure our members have access to advanced cancer screening, giving firefighters the ability to detect disease. And this accomplishment is a result of all of their efforts. This is what progress looks like. This is what collaboration looks like. And this is how we honor both our veteran members and the new generation of firefighters who deserve to begin their careers with the safest gear possible. Thank you. I would now like to welcome to the podium the Honorable Mayor of San Francisco, Daniel Lurie.
Thank you, Chief. I appreciate you. Thank you all very much. It's an honor to be with everybody. Especially those behind me and those of you over there by the truck, thank you all for your incredible service. Public safety relies on the people who stand between danger and our residents. When fire breaks out in our city, these firefighters, they run toward it. They take on risks that few others face. Their equipment should defend them every step of the way. In San Francisco and across the country, too many firefighters confront cancer. It is scientifically known that firefighters face a higher rate of cancer than the rest of us. That sometimes tragically impacts our firefighters, the department, and their families. We have also known that PFAS chemicals have contributed to this reality. for years. As the chief just said, they have been embedded in the gear meant to protect the people who protect us. San Francisco made a commitment to remove that threat. We set a goal to move our firefighters into PFAS-free gear by June 30th, 2026. Today, I am proud to announce that we are delivering on that goal ahead of schedule with the announcement that the fire department is officially PFAS-free. This step places San Francisco at the forefront of firefighter safety, making us the largest city in the country to go PFAS-free. This is a reflection of our belief that the people who protect this city deserve the strongest protection that we can provide. Earlier this year, we also invested in expanded cancer screenings for firefighters. Early detection saves lives, and giving our first responders access to stronger health monitoring is an essential part of our work. Our future depends on public safety. People need to feel safe walking down the street, in our small businesses, and in their homes. Firefighters do that work every single day. And this city needs to honor that hard work by protecting them too. We will keep pushing forward. And I want to thank all of our public safety departments, our board of supervisors, and everyone who understands the risks that firefighters face each and every day. Our firefighters give this city their best, and we owe them nothing less in return. I want to thank all of you, and now I'd like to introduce Local 798 President Sam Gebler. Sam?
Good afternoon. My name is Sam Gebler, and I'm proud to serve as the president of San Francisco Firefighters Local 798. I'm also an over 10-year veteran of the San Francisco Fire Department, where I currently serve as a firefighter paramedic at Station 14 in the Richmond District. I'm here today on behalf of nearly 1,700 members of Local 798 and countless retirees to say thank you to everyone here for supporting this ongoing effort to remove PFAS chemicals from our gear. Let me start by saying that it's taken too many attempts and far too long to get to this point. Occupational cancer is the leading cause of death among firefighters. In fact, the cancer risk for firefighters is so high that the International Agency for Research on Cancer has declared the profession of firefighting itself as a Group 1 carcinogen. Here in San Francisco Fire Department, we've lost more than 400 active and retired firefighters to cancer since our firefighters launched our own Cancer Prevention Foundation in 2006. And thanks to that organization and the work of many of the folks here, we've had some big wins recently. As you heard earlier this year, Mayor Lurie committed funding for early cancer screenings for our firefighters. And Governor Newsom signed Assemblymember Matt Haney's bill into law, banning cancer-causing PFAS materials from our turnouts. As firefighters, we accept the risk that comes with the job. We knew about the dangers of smoke, burning chemicals, collapsing structures, but we never knew that our turnout gear was laced with cancer-causing chemicals. For our entire careers, all three layers of our protective clothing contain PFAS, which are substances known as forever chemicals. They build up in our bodies, and they never break down, and they cause cancer. The very equipment we put on to keep us safe and to save people has been slowly killing us for decades. Thankfully, things are changing and we're moving in the right direction. And I'm thrilled to say that by the end of this month, all San Francisco firefighters will have new gear that is PFAS-free. On behalf of the nearly 1,700 members of San Francisco Firefighters Local 798, I want to say thank you to Mayor Lurie, Assemblymember Haney, Chief Crispin, the IAFF DVP Steve Gilman, who flew out here from Arizona, and Tony Stefani from the Cancer Prevention Foundation, and everyone else here pushing and advocating for firefighter safety. I'm going to introduce Assemblymember Haney, who has been a champion for us and a strong leader in Sacramento, he has worked tirelessly to keep firefighters safe and eliminate cancer-causing PFAS substances from our turnout gear. He's introduced multiple bills to update regulations and eliminate PFAS and other toxic chemicals from our personal protective equipment. But before I introduce Assemblyman Haney, Chief Crispin and I would like to present Mayor Lurie with his own set of PPE. It's going to be good. You're going to love it.
Okay. Yeah. We're going to just hold the hat? No.
You got to wear it. It's part of your PPE.
No. It's a photo. I'm listening to the chief. He said I wouldn't do it.
Yeah. We'll put this up here for now. But don't worry. As I said, it is my honor to introduce our friend and champion for San Francisco firefighters, Assemblyman Matt Haney.
Thank you, Sam. I think it is an incredibly joyful moment and also an appropriate one that San Francisco will become the first major city in the nation to fully commit to equipping its firefighters with PFAS-free protective gear. It happened because of all of the folks here, the many leaders who refused to take no for an answer. We heard this again and again over the number of years when folks pushed to get this cancer-causing chemical out of firefighters' gear that it was impossible. Well, we stand here showing firsthand here in San Francisco that it is absolutely possible, and it should be the case for every single firefighter, not just here in San Francisco, but all across California and all across the country. Nobody who goes out there every single day to protect us, to keep us safe, should be forced to wear gear that we know causes cancer. That is shameful. It's unacceptable, and there are absolutely alternatives that can keep firefighters safe and keep them away from cancer-causing chemicals. I want to thank the chief, the mayor, for their leadership. We actually put a goal into the law, and we met it. We exceeded it. We accomplished this even before the date that the city had set for itself. That shows a level of commitment from our city's leadership that I think demonstrates a deep care for the people who go out every day to protect us. I want to recognize the leadership of Local 798. This would not have happened without this union fighting for their members. Tom, Floyd, Alex, Sam, and all of the folks here who worked year after year to make this a reality, even when they were told again and again that this was not possible. San Francisco has led for decades on cancer prevention. Tony Stefani from the San Francisco Cancer Prevention Foundation and all of the leadership from firefighters here in San Francisco is what made today possible and what is going to make it possible for every firefighter in California to go out and know that they are not wearing gear that contains cancer-causing materials. We passed a law, and it was signed just months ago by Governor Newsom, AB 1181, which will ban PFAS from firefighter gear for every firefighter in California. That happened because of these folks here. It happened because of 798. And today we're demonstrating that it is, in fact, possible. What we have shown with these 1,000-plus turnout gear that our firefighters will wear is that every firefighter in California and beyond should have that opportunity. I want to introduce someone who was mentioned, without whom this would not have happened, who has shown that this isn't just about new gear. It's about saving lives, preventing cancer, and that we will protect all of our firefighters and firefighters all across the country and the world because of what was demonstrated here today. If we'll welcome Tony Stefani from the San Francisco Cancer Prevention Foundation. And I also want to make sure to recognize another Stefani who's here, my colleague who's also been a strong champion on this issue and a co-author from the beginning on this, Assembly Member Catherine Stefani.
I stand before you today to be a voice that represents over 400 firefighters that we have lost since 2006, when our foundation was founded, as well as a voice for all of the active and retired firefighters that are currently faced and fighting this insidious disease called cancer. I'm here today on their behalf to thank Local 798, the amazing legislative work that they've done nationally, statewide, and here in San Francisco. I'm here to thank the Board of Supervisors for unanimously passing this very important part of cancer awareness and a way to eliminate some of these toxins that our firefighters are faced with on a daily basis. A big thank you to Mayor Dan Lurie. Amazing work that he is doing with his concern for the health and the welfare and safety of the men and women of our profession. This is it's an amazing day, and with Chief Crispin and his administrative staff and the work, the exemplary work that a health and safety chief, Matt Alba, has done for this. All becomes apparent today. And as far as our foundation, we remain vigilant. We will continue to fund studies that show this direct correlation between these toxic chemicals that firefighters are faced with and these elevated rates of cancer in our profession. We're very fortunate to have just top-notch universities to work with, like UCSF, Stanford, UC Berkeley. We've also worked with Harvard, and we've worked with the University of Notre Dame. And one quick mention for an amazing professor at the University of Notre Dame by the name of Grant Peasley. This nuclear physicist has developed a way to go into the material that firefighters wear and to actually see exactly the chemical structure that's involved there and what has to be eliminated. He has done tremendous work for us. And this is a great day. This is a major step, another major step in the right direction that we will continue and absolutely push forward to see these elevated rates of this disease gradually decline. Thank you for your time. And at this point, I'd like to introduce the District 10 IAF Vice President, Steve Gilman.
Thank you, Tony. As we finish the holiday of Thanksgiving and we start to roll into Christmas and Hanukkah, spend time with family, gather around the table with our family and our loved ones, I want everybody in the public to imagine something. I want everybody in the public to imagine that all of your loved ones sitting around that table, that 3 out of 4 of them were going to be ravaged and die from the deadly disease of cancer. That 3 out of 4 of your friends from holiday parties, 3 out of 4 of your coworkers were going to be stricken and killed by cancer. Now, this isn't a hypothetical. This is our reality. This is the disease that is killing our firefighters at an alarming rate. It is the leading cause of death in our profession, as you heard, and it is stealing our brothers and our sisters far too young. And while fire has always carried a risk, there is a deeper betrayal here, because the very gear that we've been wearing has been causing some of those cancers to kill our members. PFAS, the so-called forever chemical, have been woven into that turnout gear, leaching into our bodies, shift after shift, year after year. Chemicals that never break down, chemicals that follow us home, and chemicals that show up in our blood and ultimately cause cancer. But for the first time in history, the tide is turning. PFAS-free turnouts are now here. It's no longer a theory, it's a reality. And now the question before us is not can we protect firefighters, but will we have the courage to lead? Courage is more than running into a burning building. Courage is a mayor who says, we will invest in safer gear. Courage is a fire chief who stands up to the status quo and says, my firefighters deserve better. Courage is a city council member, a county board of supervisor member, who will settle for nothing less but the health and safety of the members who protect the public. And courage is a local union, our union, that fights the relentlessly, refuses to be silenced, and demands action because lives are on the line. Leadership isn't measured in words, it's measured in the firefighters who get to go home, in the families who get to go to more holidays together, and the retirements that are not cut short by a preventable disease. We owe it to every firefighter who knowingly wore PFAS-laced gear. We owe it to every firefighter battling cancer today with the courage most people will never understand. And we owe it to the young recruit who just took their oath, believing that we can do everything in our power to protect the future that they have. The cost of inaction is measured in funerals. The reward of action is measured in lives saved. So thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you to the Board of Supervisors. Thank you to the City Council, the Fire Department, and thank you to the Union for stepping up and leading, being the first department in the nation to do this. San Francisco is the example for the rest of the nation and firefighters in what we should do. So thank you. Thank you for covering this important story. That concludes our program. We'll be around for questions.
Media, we're going to take a photo.